I was going to sing the song from the Wolverine Deadpool trailer here, but I forgot what it was because Floppy and I were having an argument just before we went to camera.
Literally.
To stop it. Literally having an argument. Not figuratively.
No, fuck that. No. Well, you know what? It could be now.
It could be.
Because it means the same fucking thing.
It does.
Because people can't learn.
Indeed.
Idiots.
This is Hack the Dino, where we like getting your grammar and shoving it up your nose. That's right.
Take, I was going to say butthole.
Take your grammar, shove it up your nose with a rubber hose. Yeah, for those of you born in the 70s, that was from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Welcome back.
I'm Ben Rosenthal, one of the world tag team champions of the universe, and I'm here to bring you Hack the Dino's Gaming Cast, where we bring you, via me, news, previews, discussions, you know the spill. And if you don't, hi, you expect more of this. I'm joined by the full Dino team tonight. After 5 months, we got Floppy on my right.
Yeah!
Anto on the left. And we got Brayden behind the keys.
Hello.
That's it. We're here. We're ready. We're going to form a giant Zord in a moment and battle the galactic evil witches.
Can I be the robot penis?
No. Anto, what are you? What's new with you? Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been. I think we would.
How's your robot penis?
Yeah, good. Mm. Good. Does a great job.
Yep.
Coda's very happy.
Do you have performance reviews?
Obviously
or
not watching.
A checklist?
No, the next firmware update's going to be amazing.
I'll get to put things
software
in folders.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's been, I think we were discussing, it's been like 5 months since we were actually able to do
this.
Your
virus scan
together.
Is up to...
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was the live show in November.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it's been a long time.
Where we were all on the same desk at the same time. Although, we were all together this past weekend at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, which was a whole heap of fun, which we will talk about very, very shortly because we all found some really cool stuff and we want to share it with you, the viewer.
Hey.
Floppy, what have you been up to lately?
What have I? I have been a busy boy, but I have been playing some games. I'm still playing Rise of the Ronin.
Oh, okay. We're not going to we're not at that section yet, but that's okay.
Well, we are.
No. Because right. I'm just we're still in the intro.
Oh, okay. What have I been doing?
Yeah. What's new? What's
nothing.
Oh, okay. Cool. Hey, Brayden.
Went to Toy Fair, but you already said that.
Howdy.
Got anything better than old robot penis here?
I've just been working a lot and...
Where have you been working?
I've been working at little old Green Light Comics, mate.
Why do you sound so worried about where you work?
It's mate, if you worked where I work, you'd also be a little bit worried at all times. That's just the nature of small business.
It's Ross, isn't it?
No, it's Dan.
I feel so bad for Ross. I walked in last week. He was being like accosted by four of those really intensely into their special interests dudes.
Can
at
I
the
can
same
I do my
time.
Impression of Ross whenever he has one of them?
Yep, go.
Oh, yeah.
Man, fucking perfect.
So accurate.
I'm going to clip that and send that to him.
Yeah.
Man.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone who's been to Greenlight will know that that is an
if you had a
lip impersonation.
Ring right there.
Yeah.
And neat hair. Sorry, nay, just hair. I thought that was Ross.
No, I will give one recommendation, and I'm literally like connected to him on the screen right now. Little old Optimus right here. I just read the upcoming Transformers Volume 1 from Daniel Warren Johnson.
Was it more than meets your eye?
It is so much more than meets the eye. It kicks ass. It's so good. I highly recommend it. Keep an eye out for that one coming out soon.
So, Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Robot penis?
Oh.
Detachable penis. Turns into a little truck. Goes around.
Roller.
I mean, it's not little.
Well, you don't know.
You're underselling it.
You don't want to be accosted by that thing.
Oh, boy. We're off to a good start. There's a reason why us four are never in the same room anymore, because the judge said so. Anyway, now it's time to talk about what we've been playing with our hands and feet.
I'm not... No, you know what? I actually don't give a fuck. I'll tell you.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, no, I've just been playing Rise of the Ronin.
Oh, good.
I am still thoroughly enjoying this.
That was a plot twist.
It is a bit bigger than I thought. Are we talking about rope penis or games?
Either or.
It's a bit bigger than I thought. I've put like 40 hours into it now, which for me is a lot.
Yeah, that is a
It is a lot. But that's what I mean. I'm enjoying it. It's just really easy to play. And I keep wandering off and doing side quests because they feel good.
Speaking of which, Rise of the Ronin, Samurai Times. Watch the series finale of Shogun.
Oh, I went to watch that.
Yeah,
it's all fucking subtitled.
Well, of course,
it is. Because they speak Japanese and Portuguese.
Yeah, I want dubs.
Why?
Because I don't want to fucking read. I want to watch.
That's how you get immersed into it. You actually hear the beautiful language that is Japanese.
No, no, but I can't understand Japanese, so
that's
I need
why you
to
read
hear
the subtitles.
Yeah. No, but then if I read the subtitles, I don't see what's going on.
I thought it was. I thought they had English in place of
Portuguese.
Portuguese,
yes,
but not in place of Japanese.
Japanese is still Japanese.
Nihongo. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, nothing against the show, nothing against the beautiful language. It's not like a racist thing. I just don't read fast enough to be able to read and watch. Oh, so okay. If I read, I may as well just read a fucking script because I can't see any pictures.
All right. You're the same as King Kaiju. Yep. He complains about that as well.
Yeah, just
double. Which is weird for a dude who goes to Japan all the time.
Yeah. Google Lens solves all the problems.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Rise of the Ronin. Good times?
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. I'm about 60% of the way through. I was at the point where I was like, I'm not going to mainline it. I'm going to mainline it and finish it, and then I just keep getting drawn off to pack cats.
I swear
shit.
This exact level was in Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah. It looks very similar.
Like, this
people
exact
keep,
level.
You know what? People keep... So it's not a level. There is no level.
But, well, this exact base area.
In camp.
Yeah. People keep trying to compare this to Ghost of Tsushima. I'm like, stop, because it's a completely different game.
Gameplay, yes, but it doesn't look very similar.
But how many... You're going to say that about every game that's set in, like, 19th century,
no,
18th century Japan?
Samurai Pizza Cats was very different. Trust me.
Wasn't set in the 1800s.
Yes, it was.
Was from it really?
The futuristic 1800s.
Oh, God.
From what I've heard of this one, and you'll be able to confirm this, Floppy,
mm-hmm.
having played both.
I'll confirm it.
Why's
Jack Sparrow there?
This is very similar to Ghost of Tsushima meets Breath of the Wild.
This is Assassin's Creed in Japan.
Okay.
It's actually the Assassin's Creed game I've wanted for years. I've always, and I think I'm not alone. Like, everyone's been going, like, why don't they do an Assassin's Creed?
Seriously,
in Japan. Yeah, I know, it looks like that. It's very customizable in the characters, too. It's really cool. You can change what you're wearing all the time. Breath of the Wild, in like the amount of stuff that you pick up and can change between, and it's really easy to do as well.
And you get a lot of gold poo. So.
You can go really deep into the stats and everything if you want, but you don't have to. Which is kind of nice because sometimes you want to go deep into stats and change out things and abilities from your weapons, and other times you just want to play the game. Hmm. And it doesn't really penalize you for doing either.
You know what it should penalize you for?
Having a robot penis.
No, should wipe those blades.
Like, oh, you do. There is literally a button press to do that.
Okay, you need That's to. Cool. Otherwise, it rusts your steel.
Assassin's weeb.
But you don't do it while you're fighting.
Michael
there's
Towns.
There's actually a little bar.
Sorry, no. Michael Towns in the live chat. That is probably your best call ever. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, Michael Towns, our beloved producer level Patreon, comes up with gems sometimes, or a lot of the time in our live chat. Mm-hmm. And he's just come up, as we're talking about this game, Rise of the Ronin, called it Assassin's Weeb. Amazing.
There is a pleasure. There is a pleasure district that you quite often visit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you wear a fedora?
Is that everyone quite often visits, or just you?
When I have a break from the game.
In the chat as well, Dylan the Villain also pointing out there is actually an Assassin's Creed in Japan game coming.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Red.
Red.
Not that we know a huge amount about it yet. But yeah, no, this game is wonderful. It is great. It is not Ghost of Tsushima. It's not supposed to be the sort of spectacle... stylistic choice that is like it's a different thing. That's not what they're trying to be. It is trying to be is Assassin's Creed in Japan. Like this, I don't know how to say it any better.
Question I've got.
Yeah.
So one of the things that took me out of Ghost of Tsushima
was it Jack Sparrow?
It's the stupidest reason to take you out of the game.
Yeah.
But Japan, Japan's an island.
Yes.
But when you travel through the different areas of Japan
of Jam
Jam. On Ghost of Tsushima, the seasons change really quick. It goes from autumn to summer to spring to winter in just the different areas. And it's like, Japan's not that big that it has four different seasonal variations in one day. Is that the same in this game?
Well, no, you sort of just, it doesn't really...
Doesn't have seasons?
Doesn't really have seasons. Like, you go to different places and stuff will look differently. And, like, nighttime, daytime, and you'll get rain and sunny weather and things like that. But it doesn't specifically go, autumn now.
Do you get purple rain?
Purple rain. Only when Prince comes along. This is Assassin's Creed Red.
Well, he's dead, Floppy. Bit of respect.
Assassin's Creed Red has been like in development in some shape or form for a while. Like, I remember there was meant to be like a Vita spin-off. In like 2012?
No, so there was a Vita. There was three Vita games.
Okay.
One in China, one in Russia, one in India.
Okay, I might be getting the...
They were side-scrollers. Well, 2.5D.
Based in China, confused.
Yeah.
But still highly recommend?
Highly recommend. If you enjoy Assassin's... If you enjoyed Horizon Zero Dawn, if you enjoyed Assassin's Creed, if you enjoyed Breath of the Wild, and you like samurai slash ninja slash just Japan in general, yes, excellent game. Really, I like it that it accommodates people that just like to play casually, and it also accommodates people that like to get real deep into the nitty-gritty.
This was made by, it's either Tecmo, Koei, or Team Ninja, or Ninja Theory.
I think it's Ninja Theory.
It was the people who made Neo?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's going to be tuned for people who like difficult stuff with, as you said, a more approachable difficulty setting.
Because you can play it on easy.
That's what I mean. Like, it's got difficulty settings, but it's made by a team whose pedigree is making hard stuff.
But yes. But yeah, no, it's, and I've found bits of it challenging, but not that I've ever had to go back more than two or three times to do an area.
Okay, cool.
Anto.
Hello.
What have you been playing?
I have been playing, to nobody's surprise, I'm still on the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth train. I'm 206 hours in.
Do you do a cool flip off it?
How?
Yes.
Has there been that many waking hours?
I'm going for the platinum on it. I'm doing a hard mode playthrough now. I'm at chapter 12 of 14. Hard mode's only real difference is you have to actually master the block, the dodge, really know the materia layouts, all that
and
sort of
stuff.
And here it is. This isn't Rebirth.
This is the hard mode.
To save everyone time and bleh, I bought Monopoly Plus for like $12 on PlayStation 4.
$12?
Yeah, discount. You know, that kind of thing.
And that's a discount?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was meant to be 18, so I did pretty well.
Not really.
So yeah, Coda and I have been playing this for the last couple of days. Like, literally just decided, you know what, we're going to play it, because we watched the Game Grumps play it and it was hilarious. She is ruthless.
Yeah.
I've lost both games, and Coda has won both games with every single
property. Do you know why that
property.
Is? It's probably because you keep banging on the table.
I can't help it. Passionate.
This is robot penis.
Yeah.
It's my robot penis.
Can I ask you a question about Rebirth? And this is not me taking a piss. This is a legitimate question.
Well, you can't if you have a robot penis.
So you're playing through now on the hard mode to get the platinum.
Yes.
After just finishing it on, I'm assuming, normal mode? Or
I gave it about 3 days before I jumped into hard mode.
If there wasn't a platinum, would you still do it?
Yep.
Straight away on hard mode? Like, do you enjoy it that much? Like, because to me, like, doesn't matter how much I enjoy the game, I could not go and play it again straight away. Like, I'd need something different.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That is interesting.
Even stuff like Dark Souls, I will go back to and just do different builds and play it for the challenge because it's just fun. Because
it's quite often, to me, I crave, like, the next new thing.
Yeah. As I try to balance, like, my interests with things that I might like to play. So I don't buy every release that comes out like I know some people do. Just because, you know, people, as you say, like some people like to move on to the next thing when they're done with like a casual playthrough.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
Just like Cloud did when Tifa died, when Aerith died.
Well, I'm not going to say anything because, you know,
in the original weeks.
For me, obviously the source material to me is super important. So that's one of the reasons why I've been able to go straight back into it. Hard mode is that much harder and that much more of a challenge.
Is it still fun?
Different. Yeah, absolutely.
Why are they in the portal chamber?
Yeah, I did see that.
And why is Sephiroth
that looks really pretty.
So insanely hot?
I don't know. The answer to the second question, he is a gorgeous man.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Sephiroth.
The
Sephiroth is stunning and Cloud is a little twink.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would let them put me in a sandwich and
Do
things to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. I don't find Sephiroth attractive.
Really?
No, because he just gives off asshole vibes.
No. See, if you play
and that's
Rebirth...
That's not attractive.
If you play Rebirth, it opens up before Sephiroth turned bad. Mm. And he's a great dude.
Is he?
Yeah.
Then how did he become such a wanker?
Because he found out that
he's the product of biological research and an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He got alien of him.
Yeah.
He got probed.
He got alien ant farm. Back from the 90s.
Look at those little fucking naked mole rats.
And their classic song, Sephiroth, are you okay? Are you okay?
No, it's Sephiroth, Aerith, are you okay?
Actually fits.
Yeah.
She's not, by the way. She got stabbed with a sword anyway.
Yeah. But no, it's great. And like, I also am the sort of like masochistic player who will bash my head against a really tough challenge until I get it. I don't get frustrated.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get frustrated. I'll get bored.
Yeah, I don't get bored either. Because every time I try something different.
Man, you should play God of War.
I get swearing.
God of War's boring.
You just fucking said you don't get bored.
No, but God of War is boring.
It is. It should be called God of War.
I don't get bored with things I enjoy is probably the best way to put it.
Brayden, got a hot take?
I like God of War.
That's not a hot take.
You're allowed to.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at everyone getting along. Oh.
Shit, I had something else to say and I've forgotten what it was now.
Was that how good Monopoly was?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, and you were thinking, but you're watching Twin Peaks?
Great time. No, no. The other thing is that I've been playing a game called Remnant from the Ashes.
Oh, I saw that.
This is a third-person procedurally generated Souls shooter, is the best way to describe it.
Damn.
So the world is randomly generated when you first load in, so you never get the same bosses on each playthrough. I mean, obviously, there's a limited pool of ones that you can run into, but each playthrough, they'll appear in a different place. I've been playing through this with a buddy of mine, and I think we're only like 20 hours in. We've already finished one campaign, and we just rolled straight into the next because, again, you know, randomly generated bosses and level layouts and stuff have just made it really, really fun. It's like Borderlands meets Dark Souls is the best way to put it.
I do like Borderlands. Don't like Dark Souls.
That's a good way to describe this.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like you get like checkpoints that are similar to bonfires in that it resets the enemies that have spawned, so you can farm kills and scrap materials and stuff, which are your currency. We're currently going through because we're both idiots who chase platinum trophies. There's a trophy that's based around how many like perks you can pick up. One of them requires you to get 100 kills with 10 different weapons, and we've just been like slowly making our way through with all these different weapon types and using counters on our phone to be like, bam, headshot, cool, tap, get a count going, bam, headshot, get a count going. It's really fun. It supports up to 4 players, which is super cool, and it scales based on how many people you've got playing, similar to Borderlands and other like co-op looter shooters and stuff. I think we picked it up for like $11 on sale on PSN, maybe
pretty cheap.
2 or 3 months ago, and so far it's been absolutely worth the cost. Remnant 2 is apparently even better and was getting rave reviews like 6 months ago when it released.
All right, so that's all the time we have for Hack the Dino. Thanks for joining us for the past 2 hours. We'll be back then.
Look, you asked me to talk about things. I'm going to talk about them, all right?
Hey, Brendan.
Hi.
So in 20 words or less, what have you...
Well, no, I was just going to just quickly recommend that since last episode... Floppy had recommended starting the Fallout TV show. I proceeded to binge watch the entire thing. It's good. Really good.
Yeah.
Now you should try it without binge watching. It's even better.
It's shockingly good. So I've been back and playing Fallout New Vegas. This is H Bomber Guy's video on Fallout New Vegas, which is
never played
fantastic.
Vegas.
And I'm playing the Fallout games, much like a lot of people are.
So many people.
5 million people were concurrent on Steam the other day.
Their player numbers completely spiked on Steam because as the show came out and was starting to get good reviews, they did a Steam sale on the entire Fallout franchise, which meant even for us here in Australia, I was able to get Fallout New Vegas with all the DLC and Fallout 4 with all the DLC for a total of $20.
That's a nuts
That's
price.
That's insane.
I think Fallout 3 with all DLC was like $7. And like, it's the most players they've ever had on Fallout 76 ever.
Yeah.
Well, I think
there's reasons for that.
Didn't they say something like 1 million new players hit 76 in like a day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
That's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Do they have NPCs in there yet?
They do now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, 76 is fixed and a good game now.
Quotation mark.
Yeah, we could say that. But yeah, I mean, it's just great fun to be back in that world. And yeah, I can't recommend the show enough. It's really good.
Can I tell you, as someone who knows a lot of people that work at EB Games, I can tell you that they, in the last 2 weeks, that company has sold out of every copy of Fallout 4 in the country.
Wow. Jesus.
Which was selling for like $4.
Wow.
Physically.
Oh, because it is the last gen game.
Mate, so. It came out in 2015.
Yeah.
Do you get a free upgrade? Is that what...
There is a free upgrade for it.
It's just come out.
But not if you own it via PlayStation Plus.
That's a bug they're fixing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you fixing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you got it via PlayStation Plus, where you got it for free... Well, you got it for free because you pay for the subscription.
That is the realest looking beard I've ever seen.
Hey, this game came out in like 20... like 11, 10 maybe?
This is a PS3 360 game.
Yeah.
New Vegas was either 10 or 11 because Fallout 3 was 2008, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. The funniest thing I've seen about Fallout happening recently is all the new people trying out New Vegas for the first time are being led into the Deathclaw Quarry experienced players. They're just like, yeah, you should go here. It's great.
Oh, that's so good.
What a cunty thing to say.
That's great. Fun.
What have you been playing, Ben?
I, funnily enough,
haven't played anything.
Shut the...
That's not true. He played a phone game.
That's right. I got downloaded an emulator called the iGBA, and it got taken off the store like 24 hours later.
So do you still have it, or did it get shut down?
No, I've still got it. Really good little Game Boy emulator for the Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. Been playing Pokemon Red, Fire Red. And that's a wonderful game. It runs wonderfully on this app. I really like the fact... So my biggest gripe with emulators is obviously there's no buttons on your phone screen. But they've got really good vibrations whenever you touch it. So it kind of feels like there are buttons, but there isn't.
Can you get a clicky sound like when you're typing messages?
No. We can't do that. Then they brought out a new one, which you said you've had for a while, Anto Delta.
Mm-hmm.
And that does all Nintendo games.
I mean, not to like humble brag or anything, but if you want more emulators on your iPhone, just create a developer account, download Delta through the Alt Store, which is like the homebrew app, and then you can play like up to Dreamcast and PS2 on your iPhone.
Wow.
Or play on a Dreamcast or PS2.
Afrenix in the chat, which one of the two apps is better? I'd say Delta because that's still available on the store, whereas iGBA
not
is
not. What they
asked.
They asked which one was better, more available.
Like for like.
I would say Delta purely because it's been in development for like 6 years, so it's a lot more stable.
Yeah, and you can just look it up now, Delta, download it on your phone, and then you might just stumble. Oh, Afrenex got iGBA. Oh, good, Afrenex listened to me in the Discord. Fantasy.
First time for everything.
Yes, I like iGBA. I think it's a really solid Game Boy emulator. Fire Red runs beautifully, exactly like holding a Game Boy.
Not to state the obvious, but Dylan Vivillon has asked why it got taken down. My answer is going to be emulation and Nintendo.
Actually, no.
No?
No.
Really?
It got taken down because they copied some of the code off another emulator.
Oh, yep. So they pirated their pirated thing.
Yeah, and they got punished for it. But, of course, iOS is now allowing emulators onto their store, which I don't know how long that's going to last because Nintendo are going to... Like, surely they go for the ROM sites, right?
Well, if it's... The weird thing with emulators and stuff is if it's created from scratch and the code doesn't borrow anything from the systems it is emulating to run, it's 100% fine. Like
because
if it's its own thing, it's fine.
Download the games from a different site.
Yeah, so ROMs and stuff.
So the emulator isn't doing anything wrong.
No.
It's people who are dumping game files onto websites that either they don't own or sharing around stuff that is free. Which is the problem. Like, technically speaking, I think, I can't remember the lawsuit, but there was a case in the US that happened in like 2010 or something, where they successfully argued that emulators are fine, and if you have the means to dump your own files from stuff you own, you can use those.
Yep.
As soon as those are given to someone else or shared, that's where the legality gets weird.
Because you haven't paid the price.
Because no one else has paid for it.
Because like that's what you're doing when you're buying a physical thing. Is you're buying the license to use it.
Yeah, it's a physical card that lets you do the thing.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you give that to someone else, that's when Nintendo can come in, slap you around the head and be like, no.
And they will.
I'm pretty sure there's a guy,
it's their thing.
Yeah, it is their thing.
Pretty sure there's a guy still paying like fees now up until he dies because Nintendo sued him into the ground for selling ROMs.
Yeah, he was made an example out of.
Yeah. So don't give people stuff for free if it's Nintendo.
All right, we're going to...
Also, don't do it and then charge them. That's also worse.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
Just don't do it.
Nah, only play backed up games from your own ROMs.
Yeah, is my advice. We all do.
And do not look up ROMs on my iPhone on your iPhone browser. Don't do that. Do not get your iPhone, open the browser, type up download ROMs. Do not click the download button and let it go into a folder on your phone. And do not allow access of Delta to read that ROM. I cannot stress this enough. We do not recommend doing those steps.
I feel like you're saying we should do that.
Not through Safari, at least. Download Brave Browser.
Yeah, Brave's great. I highly recommend Brave Browser.
I don't know what that is.
It's just a different browser, but it hides your IP.
Yeah, it's great.
No reason. No reason
at
all.
I just don't do anything that needs to hide my IP.
Yeah, you do.
Do I? What do I do?
I don't know.
I've Floppy, you can't go around showing your IP in public.
Mate, I show it to anyone. I don't even need money.
That's why it transforms.
Half the time, they don't even ask.
Okay, so...
moving on.
Hey, we're doing a retro challenge this year, aren't we, Floppy?
Sure are.
What are we doing?
Well, at the start of the year, we all got $20.
Yep.
And the idea is that we buy things that are at least 15-year-olds, which makes it, what, 2009. And we sell, trade, or give away for some reason. No, we don't give away. We sell
barter,
or trade.
Haggle,
barter with those things to get more things. And then at the end of the year, we'll have a thing.
One
a
thing
cool
each.
Thing.
One thing?
One thing each.
We'll submit one thing for voting.
Okay.
And then that thing gets voted on by you people as to who got the coolest thing. But then, once we've awarded the coolest thing, we all sell our things, mm-hmm. and all that money goes to Beyond Blue because it's an awesome charity.
That's right. And when I get around to it, I will take photos of what we have up for grabs. So if you would like to purchase it...
I've got one thing left.
I have a couple and one that I can't find.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I had one of our listeners come up to me, James. James was the one who helped us out with the amplifier at the live show. And he said, oh...
Thank you, James.
So I said, oh, you found anything? He goes, yeah, I'm just... I really, really just want a Hercules backpack. Have you seen that? And I just looked him in
the Legendary Journeys backpack?
No, it's the one I've got for the retro challenge that I can't find.
Allegedly got.
It's around somewhere. I have no idea where I've put it.
I can't believe you've lost it. It's going to be in the
house.
Weirdest spot.
It's here somewhere.
Was that your foot that just tapped my knee?
No.
Floppy, put your penis away.
Anyway.
Sorry, hang on a second. Penis retract.
What we did at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, which we're going to talk about very soon, is we had a tub out the front.
We did.
With a sign explaining what the Retro Challenge is and encouraged people to purchase out of it. Of course, no one did because why would you? It's charity. So it was a slow blink and a disapproving look from the two fathers on this panel.
Yes.
I hope you feel ashamed.
How do you know I'm not a father? I'm not, but...
Well,
how do you know you're not?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How do you know you're not?
Have you got your joke book?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're well, maybe you are. So when you become a father, you get a joke book in the mail.
How do you know you haven't planted a seed that's grown to fruition?
You get...
I'm very picky.
You get a pun book sent to you via the government... And that's where all the dad jokes come from.
Oh, I just steal mine from Instagram.
No, don't do that.
Fucking Gen Z.
I'm not Gen Z.
I don't know which one.
Anyway, what do you got at the moment, Floppy?
So at the moment, I only have a cart of Yoshi's Touch and Go.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm selling for $10 if anyone wants the cart.
Wait, cart only?
Yep, cart only.
Damn it, I really enjoyed Touch and Go. If it was cased, I'd buy it off you.
Well, just buy it for $10 and then you get it as a bargain.
No, I got nowhere to put loose cartridges.
I'll give you a free case.
No, because it won't have the artwork.
Print it.
Or the manual.
Fuck it. It's going to charity. Don't
no,
be a dick.
Don't do that. ruin the manual.
Yes,
do that.
This afternoon, I sold my Animal Crossing. I sold my Advance Wars last week. So I'm currently sitting on $85.
Very nice.
And Yoshi's Touch and Go, which Ant will buy for $7.
And you started at 20 with the Land
Before Time puppets. And I have my next purchase lined up.
That's You've amazing. Quadrupled and a bit your money.
Yes. That's and pretty I, good. My next one is going to do more so. Because I already know what I'm getting with it. I've got a purchase lined up.
That's amazing. Anto, how are you going with it?
Currently, I have $20.
Nice.
Which is the initial $20 that was given
good,
to me.
Good.
And charity can have a couple of crisp high fives because I haven't had a chance to buy it.
Or you could
yet.
Just give them the $20. Like, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, so $20 is mine. I'm not, high five to you, star. Like,
no, I'm not saying the $20 is mine.
High five to the mentally ill people.
Oh, well, you know that'll make them feel better.
I'm just saying.
Why
when
you,
I find
he's
something.
Dabbing the side of his mouth with his $20 bill.
Why would I wipe someone else's money on my face?
Oh, just to rub it in. Anyway, you were saying Scrooge?
I was Scrooge. Hey, if I was Scrooge, I'd give all that money to charity.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have a big money pit.
Nah, I don't like capitalists.
Yep. And but then get concussed because that stuff isn't like...
It's not like liquid that you dive into.
You would go splat.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would die.
Scrooge or you'd end up with like a couple of coins embedded in your forehead like in Matt Simpson's episode.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But do you have an idea of what you would like to do with your $20?
Yes. I am trying not to like... Similar to the Fantasy Critic discussion we had earlier... I'm trying not to do the thing where I go, that's something that I would want and I know I would buy. I'm trying to sort of stick to more general like stuff that's a little older, so like comic books or Nintendo style stuff.
Where are
stuff.
You looking?
What do you mean?
for things.
Oh, as in, I thought you were like, where am
no,
I
no,
looking
not,
on
not
the
right
camera?
Now. I mean, like, in general. are you trying to do a, like, strictly online thing?
No. So I went to Battery World, which rant incoming about Battery World and statues.
Do you mean battery?
No, battery.
Don't know what that means.
Well, it's like an a soul?
Between the T and
it's
the
like
R.
A, it's
anyway.
Like a
all right, children.
Anyway. I went on a wander to find a specialist battery for a statue.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a cash converter I'd never been to before, and it sucked. It was a Glyn.
Oh!
It was dingy and dirty. Oh. And
how was the customer service?
I didn't speak to anyone.
Did you get a tetanus shot afterwards?
Luckily, I've had all my vaccinations.
Good.
Oh, man.
Good. Yeah, no. So I've had a few sort of look-sees here and there in places like cash converters.
Don't do that, Brayden! grumpy old shit will sue us.
As I'm sure everyone in the Discord and people watching know, I've spent the last like 2 months moving and paying rent for two properties, which sucked. So I haven't really had a chance to do a lot. But from here on out, I've got a bit more freedom to do things. So I'm going to start looking in places like Savers, try and find like random independent owned op shops, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just keep my eye out for stuff in person. And if I absolutely have to, I will resort to eBay and Marketplace and stuff.
I would say probably not eBay, but Marketplace and Gumtree you might find.
Yeah, I'd say I don't use Gumtree, but I probably should.
Gumtree's dead. Don't worry about Gumtree.
Cool. No, but that's the thing. No one else looks at Gumtree.
Right, you'll get us taken off the air.
That's a pretty low rating there, my guy.
Yeah.
It's because the owner is
can
such
we read a review?
Person.
Can we read any one-star reviews there? Or?
Well, let me see.
Well, while you're looking at that, Brayden, I'll talk about what I've got. I managed to sell...
Sorry!
What?
There's a one-star review that starts with, I think the older man might have had laryngitis.
Whoa. What a review.
No, he doesn't talk to anyone. Even when you directly speak to him, he just won't talk to you.
Oh.
He's the grumpiest old shithead. And then he's hired another old man who's like a bit more friendly, a bit more chatting.
Is he the guy with the ponytail?
No. It was another old grumpy old man. And he said hello when I went in there last. And then they started standing at the counter just being casually racist. So,
that's those guys.
Yeah,
holy
super
shit.
Fun
okay.
time to
wow.
go there. Yeah.
I just realized we haven't got to the topic yet.
No, we're running behind schedule. So I sold my Goosebumps board game that I bought for $5, sold it for $50. So I now have a total of $77.
Nice.
Yeah. Brayden, what do you got?
I managed to sell some stuff.
Hey.
Where did you get screenplays?
These I've been just sort of finding in op shops here and there. I love a good screenplay, finding little like script books. So but, like they print them like, you know, for like anyone to buy at like a bookshop.
So it's not like
not
someone
the originals,
from
Jesus.
Someone from a movie set dumped them at an op shop. Okay.
No, so
okay.
just
I
them
very
printing
confused.
Them so that people can like look through them themselves. So I made a set of three. And managed to sell them for $30.
You did.
Well done.
And so Reservoir Dogs, Trainspotting, and an Akira Kurosawa collection went to a lovely person who's...
He was very excited as well.
Yeah, sick.
Oh, was that at the Toy Fair?
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. I did the sale.
So thank you, Ben, for that.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you to that person for the $30 for charity.
I can't really, like, Anto made me so much money.
I think
money.
I made you, like,
so much
over
money.
A grand.
Anto made me so much money on the weekend.
Yep.
If you ever want to find Ben at the Toy Fair, just don't look at the dino table.
I sold a comic for a gold coin donation.
Oh, cool.
I did that one for you.
You did. Thank you very much. You came over and slipped me a gold coin, and I was like, that's weird.
Surreptitiously.
But yeah, it was a great weekend. Loved it.
All right, well, let's talk about the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair. It was, I think, the busiest one ever. Like, this is 10 years in now. This is the 10th year.
Brett did say it was the biggest turnout they'd have.
Yeah.
They've had.
And people came to buy stuff.
Yeah.
I found the first hour was the busiest I've ever seen the first hour.
Mm.
Yeah, there were so many early bird purchases this
year.
Yeah,
I think that was the best thing they've
implemented.
For
those of you who don't know what the owner, Brett, does, who's been on the show, friend of the show, he sells a limited amount of tickets, I think 100 tickets or 200 tickets for people to come in an hour before the doors open.
And you know those are the people that are there to spend money. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, and those are also the people who get really, really angry because jerks like us get in there the day before to set up and go around buying everything. Hey. It's what we do.
It's a ticket for the leftovers, basically. You'd be first in line for leftovers.
That is. So, yeah, this show was great. Like, there's big... One thing that Brett's really, really focused on is having really wide walkways. So people,
yes.
Like, with people with prams can get past and people aren't blocked off. There's always a way around.
Kids on scooters.
Yeah. Kids with scooters, yeah. You almost...
Mate, I went dad mode on that kid.
Yeah, that kid was going around everywhere.
Oh, I got him.
And
got him good.
Yeah, the people there were really well mannered. There was a little bit of bartering, but nothing
it's a fair,
erroneous.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, but like nothing huge. Like people were asking $5 to $10.
Nothing
yeah.
insulting.
Like remember last Fieranto, I got a call from Fieranto.
Yeah.
I had a Link's Awakening on the Game Boy.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
a call from Anto saying, oh, the guy wants to know how you can do on the game. And I think I had it for $60, which is a pretty
yeah,
good price.
It was cart only, but in really good condition. I think yeah. you had it for $65, and the guy lowballed me with like a $25.
Yeah, like,
and I was like, nah, I'm going to call him and find out.
So Anto calls me and goes, oh, what's your best price on that? And I said, oh, look, I could probably go $60 on it. And he goes, oh, he wants to know if you want to go 25. And I said, put him on. I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself.
Did you?
No, Anto wouldn't put him on.
No, oh, I figured it's probably best for Ben not to get into an altercation and fly over a table and kick this dude.
No, I was on the other side of the hall.
Exactly. You would have flown over several tables.
What a rude cunt.
But yeah, like, anyway, that aside, this show was really good. Let's have a look at what we got. Floppy, you want to kick it off?
I will kick it off. So I've got... well, I've got most of my stuff here. I was really reserved this year. I sold a lot more
than
I bought.
To a certain point.
No, I was still really reserved.
Really? Like I reckon you went bananas at the end.
I bought like four things.
Yeah, but they were really high end.
You bought four things, but one of those things just happened to be like a complete set of 10 things.
Yeah, but that's it. That's one thing that's done.
All right, so what have you got?
Okay, I'm with Floppy, that's one thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing. It was one purchase. Shut up.
Fuck you.
So first and foremost, I picked up this Dreamcast copy of Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver, which is in immaculate condition, book and everything. Really cool. And I do love that game and I love that character and everything like that. So I'm very happy to have that. And I do want to get more stuff for my Dreamcast, which is, I can see Anto nodding in
just
approval.
Burn it.
I've got a whole collection of burnt ones, but okay. I like having real ones of things.
There are also two risks to doing that, which I'll go over.
I got a copy of Castlevania right here off of Game Boy Dad.
Game Boy Dad.
Thank you very much for that. At some point, I'll see if I can find a manual. If not, I'm not too stressed. I got Armored Core off of Anto. Thank you, Anto. And then I only had two other purchases.
Mm.
One, which is in front of me right here. Which, yes, it was a bit of a pricier purchase, but it is worth it. So what you can see down there is a Generation 1.
Generation
4 eggs.
Yes. Turned into fucking Wibble Wobble 4 eggs. Generation 1, 1984, Optimus Prime, complete with roller and his little hose. I had some spare fists at home, which were great. I've just got to get a replacement rifle.
And talking about fists and hoses, what's going on here?
I saw that disapproving look, Brandon.
Oh, it wasn't disapproving.
Oh, okay, we'll talk later. And the missiles. And it was great because my Optimus Prime at home, I have a relatively large Transformers collection.
Floppy has every G1.
No, he doesn't.
Well, you got almost all of them.
Why did you refer to yourself in third person?
I liked that.
Also,
Generation 1 Transformer Optimus Prime.
I probably got about 70% of the
That's
Generation 1s.
And they're all in really good condition.
They are mostly, because I've been very picky with which ones I bought.
Jazz and I were over Floppy's house the Friday night before helping him put Lego sets together to sell. And I just said to Floppy, are there any that you are missing? And Floppy said, oh yeah, Optimus Prime, G1 Optimus Prime.
I'm like, I've got...
What?
I bought a re-release.
Yeah.
In early 2000s, because I wanted one and I didn't... It was, at the time, I couldn't afford an original.
Mm. And that just blew me away. So when I was doing my many rounds, because one of the things you have to do, if I know you, is let me know what you collect. Because I crave that dopamine hit. And it's either collecting for me, collecting for charity, or collecting for friends. If I find something, it's like, yes, cool. And I let people know.
But just a quick one, Brayden, if you could, on another screen, just get up my Instagram. My latest post has got my other purchase on it.
Oh, amazing.
But yeah, so I was really happy to be able to replace one of the only remakes that I've got left in my collection. There's a couple, I think two more other ones that I've got to replace, till they're all OGG ones, which is really cool. So I'll probably move on my remake of Optimus Prime at some point.
For charity, so if you want to...
I mean, I'd have to purchase it from myself. But yeah, okay, there's those games. If you click over to the last picture, I got...
Whoa.
Thank you to Ben for finding it. The entire run of Batman Returns carded figures and vehicles.
You
now,
guys?
I'd picked up two of those previously on their own. So I have now two doubles, which I'll move on. But yeah, whole collection in one go. Done.
I saw this behind someone's table. And went, yeah, floppy collects that.
Then sent me a photo and I went and fucking couldn't find the thing and was like insisted that it was not there, it's been sold.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at that point you both were like, Anto, watch the stall, and just ran off.
No, no, I just gave my money to Ben and went, go, fine, buy.
He just gave me a $100 note and said, yeah, go find it.
Go find, buy.
Yep.
And he went and found it and bought it. I was super happy. I found that I was very refined. I didn't come home with 15 games. I didn't come home with things like I came home very... Oh, the other one thing I got was Sunstreaker. I don't know if I can see him down here. There we go. So he's what's called a masterpiece. So they went back and they've released a bunch of the Transformers, but in a higher grade and a larger model, so that they are more cartoon accurate.
A Lamborghini Countach.
Yeah, and he's Sunstreaker. His brother is Sideswipe, who is a red one.
I've got Sideswipe.
Very, very cool. Because the G1s in robot mode did not always look like they did in the cartoon.
No, they did not.
Which is big, like...
You especially were those ones, because like you folded them down and pulled them back. And the gimmick was you pulled them back and they go forward as a car and then jump up and they're in robot.
But definitely not those ones, but there are other ones that did that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, but yeah, I just had that one. Like it popped up and then its head flew off and, well, the canopy
There was two of those.
Yeah.
There was not those guys though, but there are two of those that do that. These guys, because they were small and they were, you know, it was 1984 engineering. They had to make toys. They had to make them on the
They did well.
They
Bloody
did
hell.
Great.
Yeah.
But they've gone back and made masterpieces, so they're quite a bit larger. And they still transform into the vehicles, but then when they transform to cartoon or robot mode, they are way more cartoon accurate, and they're impressive.
Man, we talk about video games in the show.
But yeah, that's what I got.
I mean, we talk about pop culture and toys and
things. You got games, didn't you?
I got game-related paraphernalia? Two games. Two figurines. I think that was... Oh, no, wait. Hot. I got two games, two figurines, and a console. So thanks to friend of the show, Game Boy Dad... I traded a copy of Tales of Vesperia on Xbox 360 for a Master System with all of its cables and controllers.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
Yeah, like, you know, he just wanted it for his personal collection. So, you know, I figured I need a Master System. Why not? So, yeah, I'm going to give that a clean. I mean, it's in pretty good nick anyway, but I want to just take it apart, make sure it's all good and stuff. I don't know which one it is. It's for Master System 2, but there were two releases of this system. One had Sonic the Hedgehog built in, and the other one has Alex Kidd built in.
Ooh.
So until I power it on, I won't know which is which.
Ooh. It'll be like, what's in this Wii?
Yeah, what's in this Wii? Da, 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 da. I also picked up, speaking of Wii, The Last Story. This one is an interesting one for me, because the creator and producer of Final Fantasy, Hironobu Sakaguchi, this was one of his last console games before he pivoted to making
NFTs.
Mobile games.
I was about to ask you what made you buy that, because you really have been quite strict on just buying Final Fantasy and Sonic.
Yeah, so that's the main reason. It was like his last sort of big hurrah making a console game outside of Square Enix, because it's not a Square game. Because he split off
clearly
from
rectangular.
Haha, Square Soft, Square Enix.
Square Hard.
Yeah, so Hironobu Sakaguchi left, I think it was... just after Final Fantasy X launched back in 2001. And yeah, it's just one of those games that is also very expensive, very hard to find because it had a really, really low print run in the US and in PAL territories. There was a big petition in 2009.
It's okay, we don't need to go into it.
What kind of gameplay is it?
Yeah, it's like a real-time action, hack and slashy kind of arena-based RPG.
And what about the statues that you got there?
Statues are boxed Vincent Valentine and Tifa Lockhart figurines from the Advent Children line from 2005.
You gonna take them out?
No.
You don't love them?
I've already got several of them out on my shelf and I don't have room for these.
Okay.
So don't you dare.
They take up less space out of the box, just saying.
They don't actually. The amount of accessories.
All right, move on. Holy shit.
I love watching Ben go.
Come on.
I'm doing this on purpose to make Ben go nuts.
So yeah, got those two. I now own like 75% of the line, which is great. And I also picked up Power Stone on the Dreamcast, which is not the precursor to, but similar to Smash Brothers. And it's like a party fighting game.
I haven't actually heard of it.
It's just an arena fighter with like an isometric perspective instead of it being a 2D fighter with 3D models. Super fun.
Cool. Yeah, Raiden.
Just good.
I'm going to play footage of Power Stone while I read what I got. Because okay. I got comics.
Yay!
Comics. Woo! I wasn't going too crazy. I didn't do my usual, like, you know, bringing $500 in cash ready to absolutely splurge. I was like, no, if I sell some stuff, I'll go and buy some stuff and treat myself. And I did. I got some early Black Panther issues for my Black Panther collection.
Was that nice. The Priest run?
Before that. Back to OG stuff. So some stuff from his first solo series, Cold Black Panther. And then I think I got two Jungle Actions from when he first was doing his own stories. One day would like to get the Fantastic Four first appearance of Black Panther, but that's an expensive book.
He first appeared in Fantastic Four?
Yeah. Yep.
How expensive?
I feel like it's early. Oh, I mean, I can look it up if you want. No,
I'm pretty sure it's
lot.
Number six because Doctor Doom was number four.
Sounds...
I never would have picked that as his first appearance.
And then I also picked up the first issue of Spider-Woman solo run, but not her first appearance. Just like her first, her own book.
Her own book.
Was that from Sam?
Yes, it was. So shout out to Sam. Gave me a great deal. Legend. But yeah, Black Panther first appearance was Fantastic Four number 52.
Oh, there you go. I was completely wrong.
From 1966.
Ooh, damn.
That's where you got the six from.
Yeah, there you go.
There.
That must be it.
That's it. But if we go value and we look up what it's been selling for lately.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic Four number 52. Last sold for... record sale was 65,000.
Sorry, what?
Its record sale was 65,000.
Yep. Cool.
Wait, hang on. Say that again.
65,000.
Jesus Christ. That's expensive.
It is. Big money.
Drop in the ocean. Drop in the ocean.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right, I got... WWE Survivor Series on the Game Boy Advance for $4, and I got one of the Yu-Gi-Oh games for $3. That one there sells for like $40.
Jeez, so
that was good.
Are you gonna keep them?
We'll see. I got this acrylic case for my Chrono Trigger from Ultimate Collectibles.
Fucking awesome!
It's really cool. I'm really impressed with it. It was only about $30. The guys from Ultimate Figures are really cool guys. I need to pick up some stands next time they're down. I got, you can see down the front here, a yellow PSP, which I got that, and this Game Boy DS I swapped with one of the guys who I see at the markets all the time. He's a comic book guy. I just happened to have like five comics that I paid $2 to $3 for each. And said, hey, you want to do a trade? And he went, yep. And I grabbed the PSP and the DSi for five comics. Got the Simpsons game with it as well. You can see at the front, it wasn't part of the fair precisely, but before the fair, I went on a little journey.
Mystery Dungeon?
Yeah, I got Mystery Dungeon for $20, but I also got E.T. on the Atari.
Oh, shit. I didn't even notice that. I picked that up earlier.
I got that for $10.
Didn't you have it boxed?
No, so it was a manual, not a box.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
I grabbed it because I already have that game, but I didn't have the manual, so it was $10. I went, all right, yeah, I'll grab that. It. Then from King Kaiju, I got, these are from Japan. It's one of the original mangas that, the Mario mangas and little, I don't know what they are. Plastic figurines.
Ichiban Kuji stuff?
No, not Ichiban Kuji. They're, just little figurines that you could buy.
But oh, Gachapon.
Yeah, sort of like that, but not really. They weren't in Gachapon machines, but that sort of thing. The little, little single color toys you can get. Also got these Menko discs, which are basically Tarzos, but they were official Nintendo ones from Japan. Yeah, I'm trying to get a good angle there. Then also like Braden,
a bunch of comics.
I bought heaps of comics. This was a comic book toy fair for me because there wasn't really a lot of game stuff that I was really keen for.
You'd have nearly everything you're after anymore.
I really do. The stuff that I'm after is sort of the really high-end stuff, which I'll get to eventually. But I got, I don't even know if I have this one or not, but it's a Spidey issue with the Green Goblin on the front.
You can let go, I've got it.
And no, it's not
gonna
no,
I'm so fucking nervous. Literally just trying to help.
Uncanny X-Men 73. I got this for $5 because it's a big chunk out of the cover, but for $5
what
for...
What was that ad on the back?
I don't know.
Like, I love these. Make money, get prizes.
So, got a whole bunch of old early X-Men comics. I got Dino Riders number 2, because I have issue 1. There were only 3 of these issues, so
that's
I just need
cool.
issue 3. That'll go on my Dino Rider cabinet. I got Uncanny X-Men 34, 35, and 36.
That is like sick.
The original run, the really old school one. But the best part is I've wanted this comic ever since I started collecting comics. Issue number 35 is the first meeting between the X-Men and Spider-Man.
That's cool.
And that is a cool comic that I've wanted for a long, long time. And I got it for a super good price. Another issue of Uncanny, which is really good condition. This is issue 102. Look how good that condition is.
Have you read these before? Oh, that's when he tried to fix his thing and grew extra arms.
And grew extra arms, yeah.
What? He tried to reverse his mutation and ended up making it like more spider-like.
And then perhaps the one that sort of shocked me that it hadn't been snapped up before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there looking at it and I asked the guy, is that actually a first edition print? And he went, yeah, it is. It is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 4 of the original release, first print. There Crazy. Was only literally a handful. I said literally. There wasn't literally a handful. There were only a few of these made, the first 6 issues. And you know the movie?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it was based off.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I got this for $100. And someone turned the magic off.
I was going to say, do not adjust your TV screens. It really is monochrome green.
Because the title on there is green. Oh. So I wanted them to see that it's actually correct.
Oh, now you can see my subway cup.
you're revealing the magic. Anyway, last one of them. So I bought it for $100 because I thought, you know, I'd sold some very expensive cardboard that day. So I decided to treat myself. Yeah, thank you, sold a Charizard for $340. Last one of them sold for $300 online.
That's a good price then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
I had no idea they were worth that much.
So, oh yeah.
Is that the last thing that you've got to show?
No. So I decided to treat myself.
With essential massage.
Forgetting the book that I found you too.
Oh yeah, sorry. Anto found me a book. where is it? Here. Just here. It's a Legend of Zelda kids storybook, choose your own adventure type thing. So Anto found that. I went over. They usually go for about $40-$50. And I said to the guy how much. And he went $10. And I said, yes, thank you. And then afterwards, I decided I was going to purchase something for myself. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the show, but I kind of like the game called Chrono Trigger.
What now, Trigger?
Chrono Trigger.
Never heard of it.
I'll talk to you about it after.
Is she cute?
Very. This, as we can see, was my charity hunt winner.
It was not for charity. No, fuck off.
All right.
That was the Retro Challenge winner last year.
Thank you, Anto. I've got the DS versions, the Japanese release of the Super Famicom. I've got pretty much every release of Chrono Trigger besides the original one where the Akira Toriyama cutscenes were put in.
God, you're worse than me with Final Fantasy VII. Move it on.
Got a point. Got a point. Gotcha.
I'm totally kidding.
Thanks for stealing my thunder. Here we are. You can't see it because of the green Obi down the side, but I have got the Final Fantasy, what is it? The Final Fantasy
Chronicles
that has Chrono Trigger, which was the Akira Toriyama cutscenes revealed for the first time. So
and then
that,
just some other Final Fantasy game.
That pretty much finishes my Chrono Trigger collection.
Bar one, you said?
Well, there's a VHS that was released in Japan, and it was a short, a Chrono Trigger short that Akira Toriyama drew.
That's cool.
It goes for about 10-15 minutes. You see the back of Chrono's head for like 2 seconds. But it follows one of the NPC side characters.
Oh, I thought you were about to be like, it goes for about 10 to 15 grand.
No,
I was like,
no,
whoa.
No,
that's actually cool that it follows a side character. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll probably will get that one day. But as far as games go, done.
There is one more thing.
Yeah.
I found something today.
Uh-huh.
I found something today.
Now, this is the bit.
Just to put something in context, I was in the kitchen putting away my dishes and I went to walk back in and I can't remember who it was, Anto or Braden, stopped me at the door and said, no, do not come in, go away. I was, all right, well, it's my house, okay.
I apparently became a cave man for a second.
I was out just having a look at some shops today and found something. I'm like, I gotta get that for Ben. That's very Ben.
Oh dear.
Ben, would you like to close your eyes and hold out your hand?
I've done this before.
Sorry, below the desk.
Just ignore the zipping sound.
I'm wearing track pants for that reason.
It's a robot.
Here we go.
Open your eyes.
Okay, it's a mug. I can feel it's a mug.
Okay, open your eyes.
You're super.
Yeah.
Junior CE Camp. Power your face.
So that is Christian Endeavor Camp ripped off Mario and put it on a mug.
Power your faith, Ben.
Power up your faith.
Power up your faith.
With Mario superimposed onto a mug for Christian Endeavor.
Christian Endeavor, I'd love to say you're fucking dobbed on.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm calling Nintendo. Nintendo's going to cancel that mug.
You're dead.
Better have been hoarding those donations and not paying taxes. How good is
that? I hope for your sake that your faith is true, because you're going to need to rise from the ashes, motherfuckers. That was the Phoenix, but whatever.
That still works. I mean,
how good is that?
Dead, right? It's pretty funny.
How gross is it?
It's very gross. It's
2024 too, is this year. Someone really didn't hang on to that.
Ugh. All Ben could hear from the kitchen while we were discussing this was just giggling of like high school children.
There's a Luma from the movie here, but it's 8-bit Mario there.
So yeah, I know. It makes no sense.
And it's 8-bit Mario not in his clothing.
And that's a 64 star.
And like,
well,
3D Mario World sort of lettering.
Hey Ben.
Yo.
I've done a treat for you.
Oh, okay.
I could only find two listings on eBay of Dino Riders number 3.
Oh, wow.
There's
How
only
long
two.
Did it take you to type that? We were talking about that about an hour ago.
No, I found them a while ago, but there was no good time to bring it up. But there's literally only two listings that I can find.
Yep.
So I'll leave them open for you.
Thanks. I'll find them eventually. Dino Riders number 1 was given to me as a gift. That was nice. Anyway, Floppy, you want to plug anything?
Sure. Your mum. you can head over to Instagram where you can look up Floppy Plays Games. I am
playing a dangerous game at the moment.
Sure is. You didn't know I was talking to you. I was talking to the royal you. It was all of everyone.
Jesus.
Yeah, I post pictures of games and things that I've bought. I did pick up Elix and Fist a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Euphemism, maybe not. Elix is actually interesting. It's like, well, this one where you got like, you can flick between a fantasy world and a sci-fi world.
See, I look at that and call it Elix.
Yeah, I would.
Elix.
Or, to correctly pronounce it, Ely 10.
Ely 10.
Ely 10 too.
Well, the second E makes the first E and not an E.
Ely 10.
So, Elix.
Ely 10.
But anyway, well, that, and it's got my Toy Fair things on there from that I put up there today.
Hmm. Anto.
I've actually posted a new thing on my Final Fantasy Instagram account in the last week. People probably already know about it, but I recently finished my physical Final Fantasy mainline release collection, so I now have all of them because I bought Final Fantasy 11.
That's cool.
So how many is in that collection?
At least 11.
Like how many physical? Physical things?
Oh, so like I've got at least one physical copy of every mainline installment now.
So how many?
So I've got like 7 Final Fantasy 7s and 4 Final Fantasy 8s.
How many different games are there?
There are 16 mainline titles at the moment.
Yep.
So how many copies of a Final Fantasy game do you own?
I don't understand the question either.
Yeah, I don't really understand the question either.
All right, so there's Final Fantasy 1. Yep. I have one copy of that. There's Final Fantasy 2. I have 2 copies of that. Therefore, I have 3. Final Fantasy 3.
Oh,
I have 6 copies of that.
How many?
Okay. I have 9.
How many Final Fantasy games do
you
own?
If you actually want me to list it, I can.
Not list. Just tell me a number.
The number.
Okay, so for Final Fantasy 1?
No, just a number. Just
in total. In total.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Round, rough guess. It's not that important. I was just making a conversation starter.
Like 30?
100. Whatever 3 times 16 is, at least.
At least?
Okay. Well, it's, 32. You're looking at, 48?
Maybe.
No, 52? I don't know.
Maybe. But yeah, no. Toy Fair stuff will be going up on here as well. I just didn't want to put it up 54? Before today, because I was actually going to be on the show for once. I've got some other stuff recently that will be going up probably here, if not on my other Instagram account. Hey, it's Anto. I bought a fairly expensive Sonic Adventure anniversary statue.
It's a nice statue. I saw it.
Yeah,
it's a nice statue.
Only downside is first 4 figures didn't ship it with a battery or charging cable. They expect you to go out and spend an extra $30 on that.
Oh, that's nice. What port does it take?
So it's a USB-C charging port, but the battery is a 18500.
Oh, it won't work just off power.
No. Oh. It literally requires you to finish the circuit with a specialist battery that you can only buy at like 2 locations physically in South Australia.
Wow.
Hang on, what was this?
That is dodgy. Battery for a light.
Yeah.
Anyway, Braden.
Hi.
Pop, 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 plug.
Plug. I do a movie and TV show and WWE podcast with my friends called Millennial Movie Talk, and we recently talked about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, and Alex went and saw Abigail and Challengers. And Challengers is apparently very good. That's the Zendaya threesome movie.
Oh, the tennis one?
Yeah, the tennis one.
I was going to say tennis movie, not the threesome movie,
I think,
right?
There's tennis in there.
Oh, there is a lot of threesome
there's
working.
A lot of balls being hit back and forth.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's not a fun time unless you got balls flying at your face.
That's it. We also talk a lot about Fallout, understandably. And next week's episode will feature The Fall Guy, which is the Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt rom-com.
And you've got Ryan Gosling live on the show, don't you?
That's it. Yeah. Yep. Ken himself.
Well, what a huge coup that is for you.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Is there any plans to revive the thing you were doing when you were watching like classic movies that you guys hadn't seen?
Not at the moment.
They're talking about classic wrestling now.
Okay.
We are just talking about wrestling. Shout out to Demi, who's Rhea Ripley, who's injured at the moment, which is very sad. But it'll be okay.
She does watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
Well, she is from Adelaide.
Big gamer.
She is. She is a massive fan of Vegeta. In fact, her first WrestleMania match against Charlotte Flair, go back and look at her costume. It's a Vegeta Saiyan costume.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Absolute champ. I do Super Retro Squad, where I go out and take my GoPro and look around looking for bargains and bring you along for the ride in a point of view. Much like Wolfenstein, I shoot Nazis while I'm doing it as well. So that's extra fun. Yeah.
And just like Wolfenstein, it's all from a middle of your chest.
Yeah, that's right. So I go out with Julian, Ghost Games, friend of the show, and we find heaps of stuff for pretty good prices. I try to give a little bit of history on things when I find them as well and know something about them. Or I'll just, you know, Julian goes just in the chat there. Put some ads in for no reason. Like if I need the video to be over that 10-minute mark and I don't have enough footage, I go, where's an old ad of something that I found?
Generation 1 Transformer Cup.
Yeah, they wanted $45 for that.
That is too much because doesn't even have his weapon.
No. Oh, this was just someone's house.
Oh.
Yeah, they had like...
it was a market.
Did they know you were in there?
Yeah, they invited us. They were having a one of these collection where they had everyone come round.
They
at a market. It was the market where I got that box full of figures for $50. And it was like Ninja Turtles in there and Street Sharks and everything. They said, we've got a thing at our house. Come to it. And we went, all right. So Julie and I rocked up. There wasn't that much there. You would have loved it. It's heaps of model stuff.
Yeah, right.
This is a big spread for a house.
Yeah, well, we're inside their shed there.
Far out.
I did two videos for the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair. They'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. One of them deals with the day before the con, so where all the actual deals happen. And then the next one is...
I missed it this year.
...the actual con. So, yeah, I found a whole lot of Tarzos.
Is that where you found the Sonic ones that I have now?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
It was actually right here. In fact, I think you can actually hear me saying, oh, Anto would like them. Oh, they would like them. Oh, Ossie would like them. Yeah, I bought this whole bucket full of Tarzos. But yeah, Super Retro Squad, check it out. It's a good fun time.
Totally thought you said jerk it out then.
Maybe
you
I did.
Jerk it out.
But we've been Hack the Dino. This has been our gaming cast where we allegedly bring you the past, present, and future of video games news, previews, and discussions.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
But after all that, I'd just like to say thank you for being a friend. Oh, and thank the Patreons.
Specifically to the Patreons. If you could bring that back up, please, Braden. Thank you to those Patreons that like to supply us with funds to do all the things that we'd like
to do. Keep the mics on.
So thank you to Seth. Thank you to Ash Knight. Thank you to Karen Knight, Dylan the Villain, Triple Indy, Mike Towns, and
Game Boy Dad. And please, if you would like to throw some coin our way, we'd really appreciate it. Head on over to hackthedino.com, click the Patreon link, and join for as little as $2 a month. I promise you we'll actually get those tiers updated and have a discussion about what we can actually do to make it worth your money. Besides, bring you hours of endless entertainment and euphemisms.
Yeah, TLDR, if you had fun, send us some funds.
What was...
What?
TLDR?
Too long, don't read.
Yeah.
Oh, floppy.
Are you just fucking making... Stop! Just fucking stop making...
LFG!
Fucking... What is it, anagrams? Stop it! Say words.
Okay, it's past Fluffy's bedtime. He has to. Yeah.
Jesus.
He's grumpy.
The nurse needs to.
No,
come
I had
and take
someone else
now.
The other day at work say lol.
He's started again.
They said lol to me. I'm like, no. Cut it. You don't find it funny. If you found it funny, you'd fucking laugh.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Fucking do it. Stop describing the emotions that you aren't
Brayden,
actually having.
Brayden, why are
you
doing this?
It's not okay.
I'm going to twat you one.
My rant's over.
What?
Wait, no, it's not.